All right, I'm calling this meeting of the Little Calumet River Basin Development Commission for Wednesday, September 21st, 2022 to order, please. Set your phones on stun and stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, for liberty and justice for all.
Moving right along, Mrs. Lambert, nice to see you. Roll call, please.
Here.
Tom
Bazdecki.
Here.
Anthony Brodnick, absent.
Derek
Nimitz.
Here.
Dave Castellanos.
Here.
Ron Ware, absent. Robert Oshie.
Here.
LaVon Whitaker, absent. William Baker.
Present. All right, we have a quorum. Next up, need a motion with regards to the approval of minutes from August 17th, 2022. What say you?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes from August 17th of 2022.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Mr. Wicklund, are we still having to do roll call?
Yes.
Mrs. Lambert, roll call, please, on the approval of the minutes.
Yes.
Tom Gassetti.
Yes.
Derek Nimitz.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Robert Oshie.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. All right, moving right along. First, next up is the chairman's report. That's me, humbled by that. Thanks to the town of Griffith for letting us take the show on the road. It's a it's new coming somewhere different, but we appreciate it, and the hospitality has been great. We're here under the premise that if you don't take care of a $275 million man-made flood control project, you have challenges. Since the flood is September of 2008, wow, can you be, how many years is that, guys? Wow. So yeah, that was right about now. About that. You are far better prepared now than at that time, with the Borme being closed for 4 days and, you know, people having their lives altered. But by working together with all the communities within the watershed, we're able to prepare for dealing with Mother Nature the best that we can. Enough of that. Next up is the finance report. We need approval of the claims for September 2022. Motion, please.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to make a motion. We go ahead and approve the claims in the amount of $589,031.21.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion, Mr. Repay? Does your microphone work?
I think so.
Nice.
Starting to work here. I'm just going to go through some of the claims, and then if you have questions about the others, I'd be happy to answer it if I can. Christopher Burke, $35,414.51 for the engineering of the Griffith levee rehab and interior drainage. That project currently is out to bid as we speak, and due currently for next meeting in October. Wessler Engineering, they, of course, did our Beaver Dam Ditch Watershed Study. There's two claims that they have just because of the timing of when we get it on our agenda. One's for $46,320. The other one is for $38,034. And both, they are complete with the model. They are complete with the opportunities, and they're trying to finish off some some of the opportunities are going to model for us to show how much water can be stored in any one particular of those areas, which is, I think they have identified as three. $122,611.69 for our pipe cleaning and television. Every 5 years, we have to go through parts of the system to videotape the different culverts and penetrations through the pump stations to see, to make sure that there is nothing that is failing. So far this year, we had nothing except for that one that was located just off of Kamet Avenue, and we're in the process of fixing that. But otherwise, everything is came out fine and acceptable. We're going to send those reports on to the Corps so we can check that box.
Mr. Repay, yes, the total number that were scoped, call it for lack of a better description, more than 10?
Oh, probably close to 50.
What percentage of the amount that we're responsible for is that, like, half?
Probably half, because this version was for Hammond, Highland, and Munster, and so then the other half, of course, as you know, is Gary and the NDOT ones, which is from I-65 to Klein Avenue. So we probably did about half of them. We should be good now for 3 years before we start again on the Gary and NDOT ones again. So there might be some still outstanding bill out there for this one. We are checking some of the invoices, and we weren't comfortable with approving them until we saw some of the charges. So at this point, that's what we're approving is 122. The city of Hobart for reimbursement for $42,250 for the Stinky Creek lateral engineering work. And we'll go with Lake County Parks for $23,633.37. That's for the conservation collaborative effort. And then certainly our insurance for $66,731, with just the general liability renewal. If there's any questions or something that you'd like me to
talk about. Any questions for Mr. Repay on the claims? Be there none, there's a motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert.
Yes.
Tom
Gazdecki.
Yes.
Derek Nimitz.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Moving right along, Mr. Repay, Executive Director's Report. What's going on out there?
We'll do quickly through some of these. The natural spring, the artesian spring, is progressing. We estimate it to be 75 to 80% complete. They are still waiting for the shade structure. That is being constructed off-site. That was always going to be the last thing that was going to be installed, but they anticipate that to be done by October 15th with a substantial completion in the first week of October, so long as we have enjoy this great weather. The pedestrian bridge moving along as well. That bridge as well is being constructed off-site. Garyup is working on the approaches in that area, and I have not heard any other delays or any possible delays in that project as I get them from the city of Hammond. Northcott Bridge, as some of you are impacted by that closure, has begun, and they were doing work on it actually today still, and they still anticipate it to be ready by the first week in October. We've already talked about Stinky Creek, Sowerman Woods. You will see something later as far as on the agenda changing and doing the interlocal agreement, amending the original interlocal agreement, and I'll talk more about it then. Stage 7 caulking, you guys approved, and they are working on it. That's, excuse me, Dyer Construction. And the Corps was actually out inspecting that work today after we did our O&M meeting, which was conducted this afternoon. We had Griffith, Highland, Munster, and Hammond all represented, as along with the Corps that put us through what they call a tabletop exercise drill, basically giving us scenarios where it rained 10 inches or 5 inches and the gauges at X or Y and what we do to react. And so as a group, we all went through that and discussed what we are supposed to do and what we should be looking for. And the Corps was happy and impressed with the knowledge that we came back with, at least I think so. And we talked about some other issues going forward as communities, what we could work on along the river to help make this even better.
Hey Dan, was that meeting with the Corps having to do with the new manuals at all, or was this something different?
Well, it was, we worked off the manuals, but it was just a normal, we meet with the communities every month. Some months are more exciting than others. This was a month that the Corps wanted to come in and sort of give us a test. And so that's what this is. And so then the Corps can go back and do that. And the other second test that we'll have this year will be is when we install the closure at Northcott, that will be considered a closure. So we have then demonstrated a closure for a year. They tend to like that we do closures once a year. So we choose a closure, whichever closure, and we do it. We've done a lot of different ones. Some are more dangerous than others. For instance, Kennedy Avenue is probably the most complicated one because you have the expressway, you have 14,000 cars, and you have to do that in the middle of the night, and it's a little bit of a mess. But for them, it was good. For us, it was also good because there is starting to become change or turnover in these communities from the folks that were fighting the floods in 08. So you now have new people that can learn and
is there a consistent person from the Corps that attends that meeting when they do show up for the test?
Correct. There are two people that tend to show up.
So who took Bill's place? What was Bill's last?
Rochford moved. He took a different position. Who took his place? Yuki.
Right.
And then Chris took Yuki's spot, which was the assistant to Bill. And then we had Joel there, who is the head hydrologist for the division off Chicago division office, and Michelle, who is the assistant in charge of emergency response. So she would be the one where we would call into her in the Chicago district office. They have a room set up similar to this, and we would ask for, you know, whatever it is, sandbags, National Guard or whatever. That's who we would call. So she was there as in her position.
Thank you.
We're going to talk later about the trash rack. No need to go over it now. And then the design work for the Wicker Park lift station is going forward, and they look to be complete in the winter of this 2022. Dyer two-stage ditch is complete. Kennedy Avenue Bridge, as you've talked about, we're trying to look for and find additional revenue. Griffith Levee has been designing on the street, and then the modeling is complete. So beyond that, I think that covers a lot of the stuff, unless you have a
flood wall question.
Flood wall, which flood wall?
All of them.
Okay, well, the one at stage seven that is being put with new sealant is going on right now. That's through Dyer construction. So everything else, the wall is acceptable. We have some projects that we're thinking about doing in the winter, as far as cutting back some of the trees and brush that are on the riverside of the area between Highland and Gary, the Griffith area, that needs to be cut back a little bit, that has grown over the years, especially with some dead trees. And you'll find this useful, that we think that it's very beneficial to do this when it's wintertime and there's no leaves on the trees, as opposed to doing it with trees.
It's true.
Did you get that?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I'll always get it. I'm glad that you do now as well.
I've listened to it.
All right. Any other questions for Mr. Repay as it relates to what's going on out there project wise?
When do we get to see a study from our friends on the Beaver Dam Ditch?
The model is done. The technical memo is there, but they said they need one more month to finish the modeling of those three opportunities that they've identified in that technical memo. And then once that happens, you'll be able to see, look, if we acquire this property or that property, you could save 50 acre feet. So the short answer is 1 month.
Anyone else? All right, moving right along. Other written on a record pace. Other issues, new business.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to open bids on the Caddy Marsh Ditch Intake Screen Raker Replacement Project and award to the lowest, most responsive bidder, pending review by attorney, engineer, and staff.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Repay.
Just the brief background on this is the that rake has not worked since I have started, and that was in 2010. And so this, it was a fixed design by, started by the town of Griffith. And we felt it was important, because it is important to our system to participate in that correction and then that fix, so that water from Caddy Marsh can make it to the diversion tunnel and not necessarily make it to Hart Ditch.
Okay. So
I'll open the bid.
Well, we have a motion and a second. We still have to do the roll call.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Tom Vestecki.
Yes.
Derek Nimitz.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. All right, moving right along.
Well, we'll wait till it goes, but I'm going to make a motion, Mr. Chairman, to approve the proposal number 10706R10 from Duperon Corporation in the amount of $626,000 for the purchase of the screen raker equipment for the Caddy Marsh intake screen raker replacement project, pending legal review.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion, Mr. Repay. Let's go back to the first motion. Did you open the bids for the Caddy Marsh ditch intake screen raker?
I did. We had one bid. It was by FH Passion and SN Nielsen and Associates LLC. The total bid amount was $940,810. So we'll turn that over to the attorneys and the engineer to review.
Got Got it. All right, now we have a motion and a second on the $626,000 purchase of screen raker equipment. Is that different from what we just talked about?
Well, we decided it was best that we, and we've done this in the past, buy that piece of machinery without giving it to the contractor, since it's a proprietary piece of equipment. It's designed specifically for this. And in order to speed up the process, that's why we're purchasing it.
Got it. So there's a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Mrs. Lambert.
Tom
Kinsey. Yes.
Tom Gazdecki.
Yes.
Derek Nimitz.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Moving right along.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve Resolution 2022-07 and an interlocal agreement with the Town of Griffith for the Katie Marsh Ditch Intake Screen Raker Replacement Construction Project. The Little Cayman River Basin Development Commission shall commit funds equal to 80% of the total award cost for the purchase, installation, and improvements of the Screen Raker Project, which is located just east of Arbogast Street at the Katie Marsh Ditch, subject to final draft and approval by Attorney, Executive Director, and Chairman.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Third one, same project. Mr. Ripe.
Same project. All we're doing is papering the agreement between us and Griffith. It was an understanding, but this is to solidify that understanding.
I love government. All right. We have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Mrs. Lambert.
Yes.
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 Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Robert
Ochi. Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. All right.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve a joint funding agreement with the United States Geological Survey for the operation and maintenance of multiple steam gauges throughout the watershed during the period of October 1st, 2022 to September 30th, 2023. The combined agreement amount is $191,140. With the Little Cayman River Basin Development Commission contributing $100,440, and United States Geological Survey contributing $90,700 pending legal review.
Wow, there's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. Mr. Ripe.
Shortly, this is just to pay for our gauges. It's not changed any very substantially. The only added bonus that you'll see in there is $80,000 was a grant that the USGS received for the monitoring and the aging of the natural spring. So that was on them, and we don't have to match any dollars, but that's a part of the agreement.
Nice. How many of those stream gauges do we have again on the system? Ish?
15.
15.
And all throughout expensive. Deep River.
Right. And those are the things that we track where the flows come from. All right. We've got a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Mrs. Lambert.
This yes.
Good stuff.
Yes.
Derek Nimitz.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Moving right along.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve Resolution 2022-08 adopting the United States Army Corps of Engineers Operations and Maintenance Manuals dated February 25th, 2011, and in the September 2022 Operations and Maintenance Information Update Annex. Subject to final approval by our attorney and executive director and chairman.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a whole bunch of seconds. Mr. Ripe, we're what, keeping up with the Corps?
We're keeping up with FEMA. Okay. So as a part of the LOMAR for the city of Gary, if you remember last or two meetings ago, we approved the emergency manuals. They came back with a comment that we would like to them to approve the operation and maintenance manuals. These manuals are simply how long we should keep the grass, how much we should grease the pump stations and exercise the sluice gates. So it's really just basic information that we follow. They just want us to adopt the fact that we are following the rules by the Corps.
And it's important because if those aren't followed, then that's the approvals that we need so everybody doesn't have to pay flood insurance through their mortgage. So this is a big deal. So we like to keep that program moving forward. So we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Either none. Mrs. Lambert.
Yes.
Yes.
Derek Nimitz.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. All right.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve an addendum to the interlocal agreement with the City of Crown Point for the Sowerman Woods Drainage Improvement Project. This addendum states the Little Calumet River Basin Development Commission shall commit a not to exceed amount of $2,600,000 for phase one. Phase one will be fully funded 100% by the LCRBDC for flood control items only, up to $2,600,000, with any remaining funds allocated to phase two of the project. If phase two is not awarded by October 1st, 2023, the City of Crown Point shall reimburse 20% of the total project expenditure for phase one to the LCRBDC.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Wow. Second.
Any discussion? Mr. Repay first.
Really quickly, is if you remember, you approved this as a one-time project. They have decided, because of delays in the...
They meaning Crown Point?
Crown Point decided, yes, correct. Decided because of recreational components to split it, and the important component, which is flood control, be bid out first. And that's why it's different than the original interlocal that we have. And we still committed, we're still committing the same amount of dollars, but we want to make sure that they do both phases of it. And that's why there's the clawback that there is.
Okay, any discussion? Either Mr. Ochi?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, I think make a motion.
No. I mean, you had any discussion on that one?
I do not.
All right. Mrs. Lambert, roll call, please.
I'm sorry.
Tom Lesinski?
Yes.
Tom
Gazdecki? Yes.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos?
Yes.
Robert
Ochi? Yes.
William Baker?
Yes. All right, moving right along.
All right, Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion to approve a contract with American Structure Point, Inc. for construction inspection services on phase one of the Sowerman Woods Drainage Improvement Project in the amount not to exceed $96,000 pending legal review.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second, Mr. Repay.
We paid for American Structure
Engineering
Point to engineer Sowerman Woods. Now they've designed it, and now the third component is for them to monitor to make sure that what they've designed and what we're paying for is all congruent. So it's a not to exceed $96,000.
All right, there's a motion. Any more discussion? Motion and a second, Mrs. Lambert.
Yes.
Tom Gazdecki?
Yes.
Derek Nimitz?
Yes.
Dave Castellanos?
Yes.
Robert Ochi?
Yes.
William Baker?
Yes. All right. Moving along.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to reject the proposal submitted by Bradford Gary Limited Liability Corporation in partnership with Crow Holdings Industrial for the license of land located approximately 2100 to 2400 West 35th Street in Gary, Indiana.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And we have a second. Mr. Repay.
Earlier this year, we put out a request for the license, this property, and we had one submittal, Bradford Gary LLC, in partnership with Crow Holdings. And this is a motion to reject that submittal.
All right. There's a motion and a second. Discussion, anyone? Across the street from mine. Either or none. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Lesinski?
Yes.
Tom Gazdecki?
Yes.
Derek Nimitz?
Yes.
Dave Castellanos?
Yes.
Robert Ochi?
Yes.
William Baker?
Yes. All right. Moving right along. Getting some business done. Next up, favorite, is statements to the board from the floor. This is a new room for me, so there should be a microphone somewhere.
It's either I'm going to be the game show host or they can talk loud enough. Which one would you like?
I don't know. It's recorded, and I don't know what kind of COVID we had. Game show host, Diana. So if you like anything to help with the cause, come to the game show host, and he will help with the microphone. I would appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Ripley, and members of the commission. My name is Doreen Carey. And I'm a resident of the city of Gary, and I'm here tonight to ask if there's any information on the lease payment by Maya LLC. And if so, what is the outcome of that? That's my first question.
Oh, do you want me to answer that?
Yes.
Dan, you want me to go, or do you want to be able to handle that? Well, you don't have the microphone.
We don't have it. We didn't receive anything.
So again, like we had talked at the last meeting, was is the payment is due on the contract by the 11th of October. That's the date. So there's still the discussions with the other entity that was interested in purchasing all of the assets and liabilities of Biocorp. They're still out there doing what they do.
So I guess
so that was the answer to your question as far as the update of what was going on.
Thank you. So I just want to reiterate that those people who came as of last month to the meeting to remonstrate against the Maya LLC contract and the transfer of that contract to Calabria or any other business that wants to continue with a garbage processing facility at that location. And I do hope that you will continue to consider your traveling show or your traveling meetings to come to Gary and have that discussion with people about your properties in Gary and what sort of development people would like to see there or what's appropriate for the area, considering all the great natural resource restoration and recreational work that you're also doing in the area. Is there a likelihood that you'll consider coming to Gary?
Oh, absolutely. We've been to Gary a couple of times.
Lately?
I don't know. I've been doing it for 14 years, so yeah, what's lately?
Before COVID, we were going, I think we went to
2018.
So we'll try to get to Gary as well.
That's a good idea, that, right? Especially considering that this and it'd be whole nice, Maya contract's coming up.
Sure. And we like to try to at least get around to and also try to, you know, maintain our budget as far as what we do as far as operating expenses as an entity as well.
You mean the cost of having a meeting?
Well, and taking it on the road. Okay. We get a bus and all kind of cool stuff.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, no. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
I'm Lee Olson from Griffith, and my apologies, I came in late, so I'm not sure if you guys discussed the Griffith Levee Rehabilitation Project coming up. I don't know if that came up. I have some questions about that and kind of what's planned for that, if it's appropriate now or should I wait for another meeting?
Sure. What's your question?
For sure. I guess my questions are kind of what they're planning to do with it. So my property is east of the railroad, right up against the power lines there. When this is done, is it going to close the levee tieback and presumably get us out of the flood zone? Because to my knowledge, the levee north of my property in Griffith that stops at the railroad is not certified because of the area that this project is meant to remedy.
Yeah, I think
we have. Yes.
So the Lomar that Gary's doing right now goes up to the railroad tracks.
Yeah.
So your property would be part of that Lomar.
Okay.
This levee, the Griffith levee, has no impact on your getting out of the flood zone. The Griffith levee. It was a back and forth between FEMA.
Okay.
But it had been decided that up to the railroad tracks going east would all be a part of the Lomar. Going to the west, Fine Avenue, would not be a part of the Gary Lomar that is currently under process.
So is FEMA the governmental entity that would put his property into that program? FEMA.
Sure. And I guess the previous knowledge I had.
I'm sorry to tell you that too, by the way.
But so is Gary doing a Loma? Okay. And then as that happens, obviously individuals can't go through that. Will we get notice if that's approved? Because to my knowledge, they were never going to get that approved until the Griffith section was closed because the railroad is not.
They went back and forth on that issue.
Okay.
That was part of the issue why we were thinking about doing a levy, not doing a levy. But the short story is, Gary's going through the Lomar process. Okay. It's a back and forth. They sit there. They come back with comments, back and forth. You should receive something if it's successful.
Okay, right on. No, that's good enough. Yeah. I guess, yeah, that was my big question just about the letter map amendment. So
thank you. Keep track of that one, please, Dan.
Yeah. Well, we keep on submitting different resolutions and they keep on updating us.
All right. Anybody else like to speak as a part of statements of the floor from the board?
Once I sit down, it's really difficult for me to do
that. Yes. It's getting older now.
Gary Lee from Gary. On the Maya Energy, come out of Culper, if they don't make their payment, are they then in breach of contract? And what is your next step?
It's under review is the governmental response. So that they have to pay. If not, the contract goes into default. Then we move forward from there.
Okay. And when you say move forward?
I don't know. It hasn't happened yet. I'm trying to live in the present.
Well, I mean, that's coming up. You're coming up the 11th. So
the contract goes into default would be the answer to the question that you just asked me.
Okay. And you don't know what your next step will be.
Yeah. It's in default.
Well, what exactly?
Well, it's not a debate, but that's what's going to happen. It's going to default. We'll sit down. We'll have conversations with the lawyers, see what has to happen, see how we're going to move forward, see how we have to do it as far as do it in the public, open door laws and be able to move forward that way. Okay. I don't know how that's going to work, you see how this process is. Sometimes it doesn't go as smooth as you think it should go.
I realize that.
I do too. So that's why we're all here.
Okay. Yeah. I was just curious about that. And I'd like to thank you for rejecting the lease proposal from the other company over off of 35th over there and ask what's going to happen with that segment of property now.
Right now it's open space.
Okay.
You could talk to Ms. Carey too. She has ideas too, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, I sent an email in and I said, hey, you could put it in the CRP. You could go to the USDA, their forestry division, and use it for carbon sequestration,
There's a lot of things that could happen on that piece of property.
So how do we move forward?
Keep submitting. Right now, we're not actively doing anything with that project other than what you've heard in these public meetings.
Okay.
It's currently being farmed.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's one use you could have for that land.
Yeah.
Or the Maya land, you just not have any farming there either. Just have natural habitat. What is it, Derek? Natural habitat.
Yep. Prairies, wetlands. Mm-hmm.
Anybody else? All right, moving right along. Mr. Roach, anything good?
No.
Mr. Wyszlinski?
It's nice to be home.
You live here.
Thanks for everyone to come out tonight. Take the show on the road. I'd like to do more of that.
All right. Mr. Gazdecki?
I have nothing to add.
Mr. Nimitz?
I have nothing to add.
Mr. Castellanos? Okay, lay it on us.
First of all, I just wanted to say that just let everybody know that the artesian well that's coming along in the project with Gary has come along really well. Evidently, I got noticed that the property, once it's finished, the Department of Natural Resources will have their magazine, which we carry monthly. And as far as we know, research has come up that particular area is well over 200 years old. And maybe older than that, more research is going on. That's older than the state of Indiana, just to give you an example. And it's doing the project is coming along and is really adding a really uplift for the whole city of Gary in Northwest Indiana. And there's a lot of people coming over there from Illinois and also from Northwest Indiana getting their water from there. And one person has told me that it has helped him with his cancer. So that's the only thing I can just tell you about that, because of all the good minerals that it has. And that's it. Another thing, I'd like to encourage everybody that we have a program on WLTH Radio, 92.7 and 1370 AM, the second Monday of every month. And we incorporate everybody in the Northwest Indiana. And also, I want to make a comment in regards to a caller that we had a meeting last month, and I didn't really get a chance to answer his question, that he said that he was concerned because he only seen somebody like him, who was basically African-American, look like him that was on the board. I'd like everybody to know and go on record, this is probably the most diverse board in the whole state of Indiana. We have on this board, as you can see, Asians, Anglo-Saxons, African-Americans, Latinos, and we make up really the fabric of Northwest Indiana. And we also have our own political persuasions also. But one thing about this particular board, which I'm proud of, is that we all come together for a betterment of Northwest Indiana. Just wanted to share that with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wicklin.
Nothing to add.
Mrs. Lambert? All right, next meeting, excuse me, is always the third Wednesday. So we're trying to do every third Wednesday. That would be October 19th. 2022, it's starting to be close to winter. Yay. Check the website to see where we're going for that meeting, and I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Is there a second? Mrs. Lambert, we even have to do a roll call for the motion to adjourn.
Yes.
Yes.
Derek Nimitz.
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you, everybody. Be safe.